UW-Madison entomologist Phil Pelletieri says the invasive bug has been found as far north as Barron County on the west side of the state and Oconto County on the east side. But he says the bug is on the move.
I think the general trend is moving farther north, so not too far down the road, next couple, 3 years, I'm expecting a call from Ashland.
For those people in the state who have not yet seen the metallic green plant-eating beetle, Pelletieri says they could soon be in for an unpleasant surprise.
If you have not dealt with it before, it is in a totally different league. And I say that for two or three reasons. One, it feeds on over 300 varieties of plants, so it has a very wide host range. Number two, it is active generally from the very end of June till at least the 1st of September, so we have at least 2 full months of activity. And the number three, the most frustrating part of it, is very often the ones that are attacking the plants in your backyard are not coming from your yard. They can be coming from a half a mile or more down the road, and so you really have no control of where they're breeding from.
Pelletieri says the Japanese beetle can be a very frustrating insect to deal with. As adults, they can be hand-picked and then drowned in soapy water. Pelletieri says there are also some insecticides available. In the larval state, they are grubs, and Pelletieri says there are some chemicals and natural treatments for turf grass that may or may not help, depending on where the bugs are breeding. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.